Be Your Best with Sarah Doyle and the Better Life Project on Ireland's Classic Hits.
My goodness, week 9 already, and Sarah Doyle is here from the Better Life Project. She is a life coach. She is so calming. My God, to be in her company for 5 minutes and you're totally relaxed. Sarah, where'd you get that lovely voice? It's amazing, isn't it? Do people tell you it's very calming?
I've heard it once or twice.
Yeah. Do you ever lose it completely and start screaming your head off? Do you ever get angry?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just not when you're talking to us.
I've been known to have steam coming out of my ears every now and again.
Is it pent up? You know, you wait and wait and wait and wait and then it just explode. What do you have this week? Tips on how to get through this lockdown and how to look on the bright side.
So I don't know if I've said this for every single week, but this week is probably one of my favourites because it is so simple but so incredibly powerful. This week is all about trying to laugh and play every single day. I don't care how uncomfortable or contrived it feels at the beginning. It's just about getting that belly ache, getting those cheeks hurting because you've been laughing so much. Some of my favorite things to do to help put me into that playful mood would be watching reruns of You've Been Framed on YouTube. I've also been known to watch my favorite clips of Friends because those sort of things never fail to make me laugh. And I know if I can start the day laughing, then I've set myself up for a really good day. Mm. Playing is also another really, really important one that adults tend to lose touch with the older that we get. We think that playing or playfulness is something only young children do or young children should do, but that could not be further from the truth. Playing, having fun, it's so important in our overall, again, happiness and well-being picture. So if there's an opportunity for you to hang out with your little cousins, hang out with them. If your daughter or son asks you to play hide and seek, you say, tag, you're it, and you go find the best place to hide in the house. It is so good for your soul.
My husband tells me that playing Xbox is good for his soul. Would you agree?
I don't know. I think my answer might get me in trouble.
Yeah. Do you know, he was telling me, though, there was an Irish brain surgeon on the Tommy Tiernan show who said that playing the Xbox is good for you.
Right. I haven't
and he does it.
That yet.
Yeah.
I used to play the Nintendo 64 like nobody's business. And I turned out pretty okay. So, yeah.
Do whatever makes you happy. Sarah, thanks so much. And I will chat to you next week for our final week.
Thank you, Trina.
Be Your Best with Sarah Doyle and the Better Life Project on Ireland's Classic Hits.